Okay, good evening, everybody. This is Bill Crozier calling the PNB Elections Committee to order. This is the December 14th, 2010 meeting, and it's 7:46 Central Time. Ken, can you call the roll for us, please?
Okie doke. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Anthony Fest. Sean Casey O'Brien. Ken Aaron, present. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Okay. Wesley Bethune. Linda Avedon.
Here.
Campbell Thompson.
Here.
Renee Bowser.
Here.
And Peter Tucker.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Russell Dale. And Menaja Saba.
Here.
Okay. Bill, you mentioned some people who requested excused absence.
Yeah, and also Wesley was muted. He was on a few minutes ago. So, Wesley, you need to unmute yourself. #1 again.
Okay.
So you can.
At this point,
tell us you're
we
here.
Have nine present and our excused absences.
We got requests from Anthony Fest, Fred Klunder, and Russell Dale.
Okay.
So, are any objections to excusing them?
To excusing those absences?
No.
All right. Well, then we have nine present, three excused out of quorum for 15. Well, 14, because Dan's not on the committee.
Tell the truth, that hasn't been filled. Big Gordon?
This is Bethune. I'm on the line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Wesley's here.
I don't know if I was unmuted to make to.
We didn't hear you the first time, but.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
But you're here now. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so thank you. So, no, okay, no objections to choosing those three, so thank you. Next, okay, the agenda, I'll just read it. It's pretty short. There's one big item and some short ones.
Elections Committee.
Yeah, this is for the PNB Elections Committee. This is a call to order, roll call, excuse absences. We just did that. Next is approval of agenda for 10 minutes, hopefully less. Next is approval of the November 9th meeting minutes for 5 minutes. Next is review the NES and LES reports, what went well and what didn't in the election process this year, and recommendations for the next election. I have down 60 minutes. New business, I don't know of any yet, for 15 minutes. If you have anything, speak up. And then confirm the next committee meeting date, tentatively Tuesday, January 11th, and review action items. Those two things are 5 minutes each. Any changes to the draft agenda?
I don't know that it's in the report. I'd like to get a financial accounting of the election for administrative costs and legal costs.
Okay.
I don't know if that's in the reports. I really haven't had time to review them that carefully.
You know, I
really would like to know an accurate accounting of costs, administrative costs at each station and national.
You want to file a motion under new business for that? Because I don't.
Okay.
And then we can pass it along to the
part of the reports.
I think there was some stuff, but nothing comprehensive,
I believe. Has that been omitted?
Was that omitted? I don't think we had. There was a comprehensive. There wasn't much information on cost. There were some things, some suggestions that would make it cost more, but I don't think.
Okay, well, everything else were like living in, ideological fantasy land here. So, okay, you want to make that? I'm just saying that. No, I'd like to have it as a separate item on the agenda to make a motion to compel an accurate accounting of the cost of the elections from the CFO.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, well, let's put that under new business. Is that okay?
I'm putting that on the agenda, that's all. We're not making a motion now.
Okay. Thank you. Any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Okay, any objections? Okay, hearing none, then that's approved. Thank you. Okay, next item, which is the November 9th meeting minutes. And, Ken, I was looking for mine, and I couldn't find it. Did you remember when you sent it out?
I had a crash recently, so I know I sent it out because I sent it out close upon the date of the meeting. but I'd have to search and find it. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just had it a second ago, so I have it. I did send it out.
Oh, here it is. You were. It was
November.
From Ken at RR. Okay, it was sorting.
It was sent out.
On the 10th of November. November.
Oh, right.
Okay, I thought I'd seen it, yeah. Did everybody get a chance to look at that, I hope? Any corrections or anything? And I did find it. I was sorting. Ken sent it to us on November 10th. It was the day after the meeting. Okay, well, is there a motion to accept it? To approve the minutes?
And open it.
Sure, so moved.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
Open it.
There were
actually,
no motions passed.
One comment on that. In the previous meeting, we postponed approval of the approving the minutes of the prior meeting. So we actually have two meetings worth to approve.
Okay, well, thank you.
Which would be
okay.
Nice to close the year out that way.
That's right.
Any worse than what they're doing in the Congress. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I forgot about that. Okay, so the October minutes, is there a motion for those also? Well, no, let's deal with one at a time. So Tracy moved that we approve the November minutes. Are there any objections?
There were no.
And there were no motions taken
here.
In the
minute. So it's okay. I can't tell whether it's accurate or not since I wasn't here at that meeting.
Okay.
Can I speak to that?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I'm just saying there's no need for me to hold it up for me to look at it because I just realized I wasn't able to make that meeting.
The thing is, in order to move along, we can't, you know, if somebody didn't look at it, then vote no to approve it, but let's have a vote.
Well, I'm not saying don't vote.
They don't hate you, only what you stand for.
I wasn't saying that to...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I wasn't saying not to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can abstain if you want. That's fine. Okay, so are there any objections on approving the November 9th meeting minutes? Hearing none, then they're approved. But again, it's a reminder, if you find a correction, we can always fix it in the next meeting if you'll get it to us in advance. And then the October 12th minutes that we got out, we got that back in October, but we deferred approving them until this meeting.
Point of information, I was not present at that meeting, so I didn't take or distribute the minutes. I never got a copy of them. I don't know that the 12th minutes were ever distributed.
I think, was it Tracy? Did you do it? I can't remember now.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
I did do it, yes. When I did it, I'm not sure, but I can go try to track down the email if you guys want.
I think I did
it a couple weeks ago.
I remember.
Preferred. Yeah, I see. Preferred.
Yeah, they were very late. I'm sorry, but I did finally catch up with the task.
Yeah, I moved to approve them.
Okay, can you tell us when you sent it so we can find them, Tracy, if you have that information handy?
December, I'm looking. Like it's December 1st?
That sounds right. Let me just take a quick look here and see if I can... Yes, draft minutes from October 12th. They were sent on December 1st at 1:57 p.m., my time, California time.
Right. And they were sent to our Google group, so they're there if anybody... doesn't have them in their email, you can go to the Google group and find it. So, thank you, Tracy. Is there any objections to approving those? Let's see, there was one motion added, just for everybody to make sure they know what it was. There was discussion on the reports from each station area. There was a motion, election committee strongly recommends that the NES that the 2010 KPFA staff elections are uncertified results be invalidated due to gross and repeated violations of the fair campaign rules and the staff election redone prior to November 15th.
What are you reading?
That's the October 12th minutes. Those were approved. And there was a motion to postpone the KPFA election. That failed.
Are you just reading from the minutes?
Yes, I'm just not reading the whole minutes, but yes. Let's see. Another substitute motion. The PNB Election Committee recommends that the ballot receipt deadline for the WBI staff election, two words repeated there, but be extended to October 22nd. Let's see, that was substituted, but then the substitute motion failed. So, and oh, actually, I guess one correction I just noticed, I didn't see it before, there's three words repeated in that last substitute motion, Tracy. It says BII staff election, WBII staff election.
Okay.
So if you could delete that. Any other corrections?
What does that mean there? What does that mean?
Well, it failed, so it may not matter, but it was a motion. It was a substitute motion. The PNB election committee, beg your pardon?
Was it a motion to extend the deadline, but it didn't? Well, anyway, explain. I'm sorry.
Well, it was a motion to extend the deadline for the staff election to October 22nd.
But it did
that
not.
That was a substitute to the previous motion. The substitute passed, so it was substituted, but then the whole thing failed.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of moot. Okay. So
the reason for it was that they thought that there was not, they didn't have quorum. But then it was said that they had quorum already.
Right. But we don't need to go over the discussion again. I just want to make sure you know what the minutes were saying there, in case those of you couldn't find it. And thank you, Tracy, for getting that out. So, are there any other questions in those minutes? Just delete duplicate words in the left. Okay, so hearing no other objections, then those are approved too. Let's see. Hold on. Review the NES and LAS reports, what went well, what didn't in the election process this year. Recommendations for next election. So we allocated 60 minutes for that. So if everybody can kind of be brief, though. I know there was a lot of information in those reports, then we can cover that. Do we want to start with just the NES report? I suggest we do that. It had some overall recommendations in it.
I can start with that.
Is that Ken?
Yeah, just to get the conversation started here, I was kind of encouraged in that one of the recommendations covers issues that were already passed by the PNB for staff registry. And it's a little bit hopeless. They might as well say that everybody will be nice and everybody gets a Christmas present and so forth. There's very little there in terms of, like, how to implement compliance with existing policies and procedures and protocols. Recommendations about how nice and civil and polite everything should be doesn't have much value. So I'm not seeing any concrete recommendations. Well, I honestly didn't have time to study it closely, but that was my immediate impression. That it's sort of like academic. In a perfect world, we could do this, that, and the other thing, and everybody gets a red pencil box, and people get art lunch, and everybody gets the same pie. But, you know, that's not the real world.
Okay, well, let me just refer everybody, like on the NES report, page 2 has a list of recommendations, a bunch of bullet points.
Right?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So it's like, it's telling me the ED should do her job and make sure that the stations know about the election and follow the policy. Great. You know, maintain an election discussion board. It's, you know, maintain a library. It's sort of like, it's who's going to do this and when's it going to get paid and how do you know it's done and what are the consequences of non-performing? That's my thing. So, because we had this past election, the most notable things was a failure to follow the PNB policy on the playing of cards prior to the election. and the failure to follow the policy about distributing the booklet during the election with the ballot. So we had complete noncompliance with existing policies and procedures, and generating more doesn't do anything. And we had
okay.
a policy.
Any more specific suggestions?
Yeah. So a suggestion is I would propose policies that will actually enforce the existing policies. That's my suggestion, would be that we talk about that, entertain how we can get compliance with existing policies, with like withholding payments to the, or something, some kind of penalties or consequence or completion contract on payment for compliance. Somehow. I haven't really thought it out, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I really just wanted to get the ball rolling there.
Okay.
With that kind of complaint. So.
Who wants to talk next? Let's just stick with the NES report for now. Is that okay, everybody?
We're talking about
if
NES.
You want to respond to Ken, that's fine, or anything else on the recommendations from the NES report? I'll throw something out. I mean, I kind of agree with Ken. I think one of the big problems overall was failure to get people to do what the thing they were supposed to be doing. And several of the LESs, most of them, I believe, reported that they had trouble with staff or management at their stations getting cooperation over different things. I realize we had a bunch of interim GMs, and some of them, this was their first election, but I'm not sure what to do about that, but that made it a lot harder on them.
This is Renee. I'd like to be on the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Renee.
I would suggest that, well, this is particular to D.C. I don't know if it would work in other stations, but we have advisory neighborhood commissioners, commissions here in D.C. in 8 wards, and I don't know what the layout is in the county surrounding, but I think maybe it should be, the meeting should not be like meetings held at the station, but maybe going to the organizations that, it doesn't have to be ANC, but going to the organizations that attract people. Like there is Association of Civic, I don't have the right, correct, exact title, Association of Civic Organizations, and maybe asking for 15 minutes on their agenda. It's the organization that their members are like the Shepherd Park Civic Association, the Right with Civic, you know, all the different associations, many of the associations around the community groups around the city. And
which part of the elections are you talking about?
I'm trying to get people interested either in coming to hear candidates or interested in becoming a candidate. Try to work with an established organization and to get them to set aside a half an hour meeting time to talk about the elections at WPFW. Because a lot of times, even things that are on the station, unless you drum it into people, people don't hear it. One or two announcements, unfortunately, people don't hear it. So
and you didn't get much airplay of announcements at your station, right?
No, we got airplay.
Yeah, here's one of them.
The announcements, they did the announcements. I heard the announcements just about, like, every day, and I don't even listen all day during the week because I'm at work. But I heard the announcements that during the times I listen. I don't think that was the problem. It's just that sometimes when you just have an announcement, it doesn't get people out. You have to really talk it up. Like, the programmers had event for the station, and they treated it like a fundraiser, even though it wasn't a fundraiser. The station didn't get any money from it, but they had an event, and it was being aired several times, and they had people paired up with other programmers and were even asking people to call in to buy tickets. I mean, it was really pumped up, so you knew about it. And if even though they did their thing in a short period of time, so if we maybe go out to organizations, not just have our own, you know, not just have our own candidate program at Bus Boys and Poets, but get in, go out to an organization that already has about 20 or 30 people coming to the meetings or more, and do it there.
And this is for candidate recruitment, though, not for getting out, getting people out to vote. Is that what you're talking about?
Candidate recruitment and also hearing the candidates to really get more interest in it. Because a lot of times if you just announce something, even if you hear it four times a day, you're not connected to it. So you have to kind of like really bring it home to people. And the different organizations, those are already people that are motivated to come out to an organizational meeting. So it could be good for recruitment, definitely, and also maybe a candidate forum. Maybe have one big forum that the several organizations will go in, go together in promoting, put their names on, promoting, and do it at Prince George's County and do it in Montgomery County.
Okay.
Because,
not just on-air forums.
Yeah, those on-air forums, you know, it's okay if you've drummed up interest, but if you haven't drummed up interest, it's going to fall on deaf ears.
Okay. Well, let me let some other people go. Thank you, Renee. Who else wants to go next? Let me just ask a question. The first item on the NES report list of recommendations was hire the NES earlier or create a part-time year-round position so that he, she can do all the work that has to be done. Any comments on that?
Oh, I think that if we could afford like a part-time, I think that would be good.
Yeah, affording it might be a problem, but okay.
Because we get started, get too late. It's always late.
Yeah.
And that would
be what do you think? What, yeah, Manajay?
I don't understand the source of this recommendation. When I'm looking at past this election, I think the major problem that there was with this election is, first of all, people were hired late. Second, at least from BAI, a person was hired who may be qualified for many things but had no qualifications for election. And because of that lack of qualifications, was very lacking in so many different ways. And I have said this before, I'm not faulting her. I'm faulting those who hired her. I think in order to get the problem, to straighten this problem, deal with the problem, we have to look at the problems, the type of problems we have this time, and why did it happen like that, rather than creating a new thing that we don't know much about how it's going to happen, who's going to supervise it, who's going to keep track of this person who's hired and all that. I think we better, our recommendation I would like to see is geared toward what we have experienced and how, what was the problem and how we can deal with those first before we add other things. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Comments? Is that Campbell?
Yes. I have about a page and a half of these things that aren't available to me right at the moment, recommendations, but one that I certainly can recall very clearly is that in terms of letting the RFQ, RFP out for the function, that there be no discrimination against firms, companies, as opposed to individuals. We had one person on the committee who ranted and ranted to have companies excluded, claiming that companies would not be responsive to the concerns of Pacifica as the election process went forward, and therefore an individual was hired, and this person subsequently was ranting that the individual was not being responsive. It occurs to me that a firm that does this as a business on a continuing basis, this sort of thing as a business, would be a lot more responsive than an individual, and you don't have to worry about the peculiarities of relationship or other issues that may come into play when an individual is hired for a particular project. Additionally, you don't have to worry as much about the change in individual circumstances that individual, notwithstanding whatever their perspectives are on doing the job, but, you know, a family member could become ill or something of that sort that can take the person away from the job, and there's no fallback in that regard. So I think that, in fact, a firm should be preferred over an individual just because of these latter reasons, and certainly the prior reasons would support a firm being preferred over an individual insofar as fulfilling the functions of national election supervisor.
Okay, got it.
Ken, on the stack?
Yeah, well, let me see if anybody else that hasn't spoken yet wants to go
first.
Anybody else? Okay, well, go ahead, Ken.
I concur that what Campbell said is one of the reasons corporations will outsource accounting or computer programming is because they get a consistency of performance even if there's this, individual personnel changes or difficulties. So it is true that if a firm is in charge of hiring all the LESs, then they're obligated to provide somebody there, and then the burden doesn't fall to the NES. And so they have to go through the testing and the deployment. If they have to fly somebody from D.C. to New York, that's their problem, and it's part of it. I'm sure, though, you know, it would be more expensive if we could afford it. But you do have that it's like a shield. It's like a you know, you gave it. It's a subcontracting of a task, so you're no longer burdened with the human resource problems of the individual that you personally hired as an LES. And we did have those problems in various places. And likewise, a firm would remedy that if we called up the firm and said, the LES you have at Station X isn't competent, isn't performing well. The firm would have to replace it. If we can find such a firm, it would be good because it's like we're outsourcing that HR task, and it is quite a task. I did want to say on the point that Montage brought up that perhaps, even though it requires some kind of a change in the bylaws, we should allocate the selection of the NES to the election committee because leaving it up to the executive director, it seems like we're getting – the executive director is under a lot of burdens. Empirically, we've observed that. And it seems like it might be less political if the person was selected and appointed by a committee. If the committee could perform in a timely manner to select an NES, I don't know that there's another part to the requirement, which is I don't know that the job was properly posted on a national basis. So, again, it just devolves down to the insiders and the people that know about it and who knows who. Renee was a previous LES, and so was Les. He was a previous LES. So we get kind of an inside cronyism rather than getting what I anticipated, that we would have LESs that had been campaign workers from the Obama administration or somebody with some political background or administrative background. Instead, we just get Pacifica insiders, friends, that, here's a place you can make some money to get by in hard times. I think that's very unfavorable because it's a difficult task because if the person's too close, there is the real or apparent manifestation of favoritism. And if the person's too far away, they're going to be shocked by what they have to confront in terms of the interscene politics that will always be persistent here. But
okay.
I'm just saying that we might consider having a PNB election committee, or like with the other positions, the PNB election committee approving three candidates that then the ED would approve. In this case, I have no documentation as to what kind of a recruiting process the executive director went through before she selected the current NES. I think it was sparse. So
okay.
I think that's a core of our problem, having people on the inside, and they are too influenced by their past experience in terms of how they want to go about it. And
okay, let's let some other
people. That's it. I'm done talking.
Talk to you. Okay.
So the proposal is to have the PNB election committee participate in the selection of the NES directly.
Okay. And that wouldn't require a bylaws change of it, just
probably get around
like
it.
Making a recommendation or something. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, other comments? Anybody?
Well, I turned into a windbag. I'm sorry.
Let me just, while we're on the NES report, I do hope everybody will look through this in detail again. I mean, there are a lot of, bullet points there on page 2 of the NES report in terms of recommendations. Let's see, further down in their report, there's several pages on obstacles. Let me find that. There were problem areas. Some of these I hadn't thought about or I wasn't that aware of, so I think I'm glad we got this written down. One of the problems we've had is having to reinvent the wheel every time. And Tracy, you were in LES, weren't you? Are you still on, Tracy?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Do you have any comments on any of these, or anybody else have any comments? Like, the obstacles start on page 25 of the NES report.
Oh, I mean, I suspect I have lots and lots of comments.
Or even just for anybody that doesn't have them handy, let me just mention the heading for each one. And there's like a paragraph or two for each. These are obstacles: lack of time, lack of support, poor quality of membership lists, lack of financial and material resources, problems at KPFA, lack of respect for the election by KPFA management. That's a real long section. Problems at KPFK. It's kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
Problems at each station. KPFT, that's real short. Problems at WBAI, it's pretty long.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy. I can make
a
couple of comments
up
if
at
you want.
WBSW2. Okay.
I think it helps to focus on the things, you know, that we can change in concrete terms. Lack of time and lack of support are kind of endemic to working within Pacifica. I think the poor quality of the membership lists is important. I always have. The staff registry is important, and I'm a little sad that we've not managed to implement it to date, so I would endorse what Ken is saying. I think that is not optional. If there's still duplicate membership entries, especially at WBAI, I think we need to make an effort to get that cleaned up, and it's not logistically that hard to do, so I think that needs to be prioritized. I mean, management conflicts kind of are what they are. So I'm not going to sort of get into the details of that because I think that while they're the same every year in the sense of the overriding stuff, in the short term they're specific to the year that they're in and the particular people involved, and we will be having different GMs at a number of stations anyway. So I guess for me I would concentrate a bit on the list. I think that is very fixable and very within the mandate for this committee, and that it's gone on a long time and it really doesn't have to.
Okay.
Bill?
Although I believe, according to Renee, they're better. They were better this year overall, maybe not at every station, though. But, okay, Campbell, did you want to say something?
There are two things. One is that if there's going to be an extension in the time to allow for voting, there should be an extension also in the time that is allowed for people to join for memberships. You and I met with Ms. Renee in Berkeley and talked for about an hour. She never gave any specifics as to why it was not possible to extend the membership time along with the time for people to ballot. Secondly, there's a huge problem in regards to just getting candidates, some of which I can recall when I picked up the application packages at the station, and one had listener member on the top of it, on the top page, and the other one had staff member. And they both contained the exact same documents except for the first page. And, you know, this is just not having your head in the game and not being inclined to do quality work. I just sense that there are other areas. I mean, this was a very pleasant person, but insofar as getting the job that done that needed to be done, I don't think that this individual was really best suited or had the skill set that was needed to be successful in this particular position. So identifying personnel that are going to pay attention to detail, I guess, is one thing, and have a focus on achieving the appropriate, you know, results that we're trying to achieve insofar as getting candidates as well as securing a quorum.
Okay. Let me just throw out a question for you or Monty J or anybody else who wants to, on, you know, selecting the LESs and the NES. There was the short time. Is that, did that make it worse, do you think? Had more time? Would that likely improve the, you know, the number of people that might be considered?
Yeah, I recall that when we first started meeting, we were at
And allow more time for training. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, we were behind the gun, so to speak. I think that it would be important in the RFQ to have enough of a description in there so that the responses of the individuals, and, you know, I never saw anything. Maybe you saw what the responses were that whomever, as I understand, there weren't any more than three applicants for the position. And I don't know that there were any, there was any solicitation made outside of California. You know, the net for solicitation could have been broader. And since we're going to be including firms, I think, you know, such entities as Fair Vote that seems to be task-oriented and a number of others that really have a passion about getting balloting done in a competent way would be included. I recall having an election, tenant association election, 394 unit building, and a local civic association came in and did a masterful job. And these are people who weren't paid. So, you know, it's just folks who know who the task is, and I think that in our RFQ we have to be more explicit about what is wanted so that when the responses come in, they can give us a good impression that this is some firm or someone who has an understanding of the entire job and has the capacity to do the job.
Okay.
Excuse me, may I break in? Renee, I'm going to have to sign off.
Okay, Renee.
Get my plane early tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, email us if you have any other suggestions, especially for your station. We haven't gotten to specifics much for each station yet.
Okay.
Have a nice trip, Renee.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Be safe.
Yeah,
Manajay, okay.
I think it's, for example, the way I understood it, there was this, the election supervisors were supposed to be hired in March, but they were hired in June. So that
the NES is supposed to be, according to the bylaws, the NES is supposed to be hired by March 1st, and she was not hired until, I think, the second week in June, I mean May. But the nomination period starts June 1st, and then all the LESs were hired in just a few days of June 1st.
Looking at that span of time that's missed, if we get people, because I think it's absolutely necessary, not somebody who just spent hours or something in connection to an election, somebody who was involved with the election, given hiring somebody like that, some people like that, at the same time that we orient them about Pacifica and, you know, the stations that they're going to be dealing with, then they would be able to, from the start, they have a view and vision of what is going on. Then you get them education about BAI, they can ask the right question, make appropriate contacts within the meantime, energize and mobilize people that they need, or ask question, or make ask for help or support from wherever they can, because they know what they are going to be ahead of them. But if you hire somebody who has no clue and only needs a job, it's so disservice to them and to the election process and to everybody who is involved. For that reason, I said, hiring a new part, creating a new part-time position and all that, I think it's just not appropriate when we know some of the basic problems we had. Also, we had, for example, for us, beside these 2 points, is the person that we had when the person is not knowledgeable, they become very defensive because they are always covering up emotionally. Not that it's a horrible person, but in terms of knowledge, people who know, they ask and they get help. People who don't know, they don't ask and they don't even get help.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, the person was not able to get help from anyone. And And when she was asked to help, she would not offer that anyhow and wouldn't say that I can't do it. So to me, somebody with knowledge of election process and the stages and steps that it needs to be taken, and also earlier hiring and orientation, is absolutely important. And this has to be very cohesive and organized. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Anybody talk about the NES report before we go into the local LES reports? Okay. I have a feeling we'll probably come back to this next month, or I don't know if we're going to form a work group to work on this or not, but because we need to figure out, you know, a lot more specifics of what we want to do. But, well, looking over the local election supervisors' reports, anybody want to comment on the ones for your station or any of the others?
I didn't quite hear that.
Well, we're mostly talking about the NES report, but it talked about some problems at each station. But the local election supervisors also wrote reports, and so I wanted to know if you had any comments on those.
Yeah, I didn't have an opportunity to review it just yet.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything about it?
I would. Ken?
Yeah,
I just
Ken?
Have a point of information or inquiry. I know that there's disputes going on KPFA, and I hear rumors about them, and I don't know what other disputes or challenges or lawsuits are going on at the other states. So I feel because the NES is no longer employed, we don't have anybody. I guess it would be Bill who could give us a report, if you're as the chair of the committee, if you're knowledgeable about ongoing election activity from the 2010 election.
Well, Tracy, you're the only one here from KPFA, right? You'd probably be closer to the...
I can give you guys a briefing on that situation, if you want.
Yeah, that would be, to me, more important than an academic report from the station. I'd like to know what the scuttlebutt is.
Sure. Going to court tomorrow at 9 a.m., actually. But as a witness. But there is a hearing tomorrow in Oakland Alameda Superior Court on the complaint that was filed by Brian Edwards Tiekert and Mitch Jezerich. I believe that Pacifica is going to offer to redo the staff election, which is a small election, probably can be done for a couple hundred bucks, and hoping that the judge will accept that as a remedy for the violations that, for the on-air violations that were committed. Other than that, I don't really have a whole lot to report. There will be a hearing tomorrow. Hopefully it will be conclusive, but I don't know that for a fact.
Okay, could I just ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah, Kim.
So the both parties, is this like a mediation is hearing, and both parties have agreed to abide by the mediator's findings or the judge's findings?
No. A formal lawsuit has been filed. This is a hearing on that lawsuit. The judge will either throw out the complaint or order or, you know, make an order regarding the court decision in the matter or bind it over to a future process.
And
but this is not a mediation.
The idea of redoing the election is the management's position, not the request of the plaintiff.
The request of the plaintiff is that the original results be certified. They have stated that they object to the redoing of the election, so we will see what the judge has to say.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Anybody want to talk about the reports from your station? I assume everybody, or most people, probably read at least their own.
No.
And for KPFK, there were actually two. There was some notes from final report notes from Mark Herbst, who was the original LES, and then there was a later report also. So, anybody?
I didn't read it. I don't know.
Do we need more time, or would more time help? I mean, we've had these for about 3 weeks, so I know the holidays are coming up. But, I mean, I do hope people will read them, but if we need more time, does somebody speak up?
Yeah, more time. This has been a very eventful period here. My organization's had to, get certified. I'm talking about my organization for which I work has had to get its United Way certification in and, 990s and, just a lot of other kinds of documentation things have been required, plus which we've had to address our function, all this sort of stuff that tends to happen towards the end of the year. And so more time would work for me.
Okay, I do want to make a comment. This is Ken regarding, tell you something on the basis of what occurred at KPFK. I don't know what the staff boycott, the boycott thing, the slate boycott is. I don't know what that's about. But anyhow, there is a white elephant in the room. Is that what it's called? The elephant in the room? Which is the fact that I'm part of a faction, and the last election we put out a slate, we got 7 out of 9. This time we didn't put out a slate, and the other faction did, and they got 5 out of 9, and we got 4 out of 9. The point being that our progressive radio station, which is trying to implement a very pluralistic form of democracy, is devolving down to the same thing that happens in national elections, where money buys the votes. This election was exaggerated because the booklets didn't go out, so the only tool that the voter had was slate mailers. But it's an unfortunate situation that slate mailers control the elections. I think that's quite evident in the fact, and that can be demonstrated by the number of candidates who were elected who were not on a slate mailer. You'll find that I doubt that there's any. The only people who got elected were part of a, quote, party, unquote. And that's an elephant in the room. Everything else is subordinate to that reality. It would be good for this committee to try to come up with any kind of a remedy for that, because we're really down to American corporate democracy.
of buying, you know, rich people getting an office or people, you know, having to fundraise and go through the capitalist system to solicit support. If anybody can come up with a creative concept that we can test to supplant or mediate against that reality, it would be good. The rest of stuff is academic, because that's the major impact controlling who gets on the board is the slate mailer and or other advertisers.
Okay.
That's a big bear. That's the big elephant in the room.
Okay. Yeah, Campbell?
Yes. I certainly sympathize with Ken's concern there, but I think that it's we don't have slate mailers, at least not to my knowledge, in D.C., nor do we specifically have slates. But I think that the big problem that we had, huge problem, was that people, number one, did not get ballots. Secondly, the fact that the our executive director determined that, well, because of financial issues, they were not going to send out the, the candidate statements, and this is something that our membership is accustomed to receiving, and they're accustomed to receiving it along with the ballots, and the candidate statement that I finally got was maybe two or three days before the deadline of the, for balloting and everything. We have to find a way to get, you know, if the slates are put, if there are slates, you know, in L.A., there appear to be, and some other places, I guess that's what's taking place. But if there are slates, I think that people can look at qualifications that are presented to them rather objectively in terms of, even though it's self-reporting, you know, and I could say that I can leap tall buildings with a single bound, still it's rather a coherent kind of thing that, well, am I going to believe that he can leap a tall building at all, even with a running start? You know, the member would be able to determine this.
But what are you recommending?
What I'm recommending is insisting on, however it's done, that the candidate statements accompany the ballots that go out. One of our members also, in fact, the director, Marcel Reed, said that she had ended up receiving three ballots. Now, I'm sure that they were coded such that, you know, her vote wouldn't have been skewed up, but, you know, these kinds of things that pass through some third-party hands, but the first-party, you know, decisions that are made in Pacifica can undermine the effort. And, that's just crucial if we're going to have valid elections.
Okay. Let's see if anybody else that hasn't spoken in a while wants to speak. Anybody?
Manager, I have not been able to find BAI report.
Okay. If you go to the, our Google group online, do you know where that is?
I've gone there and I've looked at you, for example. It has all 2010 KPFA, 2010 KPFK, 2010 KPFK election final report. I have them, but I don't see BAI. There is one BAI of 209. I had checked it before. And I checked it again tonight. It's just only 209 WBAI.
Bill,
I think you're right. I don't think I got that one. You shouldn't need a password. I don't think.
Well, it asked me for a password when I clicked over to it, you know?
I am on it.
Well, you might need a... It's possible. I don't know if you need a Google... If you have a Google login, use that. But I didn't think you needed that. It's supposed to be public.
This is I'm on Google group when it says PNB Election Committee, and then it says files. And then
I'm just looking
name.
At the ones I got from Renee, and actually I didn't get a WBAI one. So I don't know if it just
Maybe it slipped out.
I don't know
out.
If you
it's
didn't
not...
get it or if it wasn't sent.
I don't
okay.
know, but I am on Google Group, and it starts from 2010 for Pacifica Election Final Reports, and then 2010 appendix, all the appendixes, and then goes to... And then it goes to KPFA, election final report, KPFA, final report, again, KPFK, final report, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WPFW, LES, KPFA, KPFA, KPFA. And then these are all 2209 and has WBI, 209 WBAI. But none of the 2010s have WBAI. And I searched it. I thought that maybe I missed
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, I got those from Renee. I was on the uploaded them, but I'm just looking at the stuff I got from Renee, and I don't see a WBAI one for this year either. So I don't know if she just didn't send it or if she didn't get one. Would you be able to check with your LES and see if... That might be the quickest thing. If your LES, your local election supervisor,
yeah,
if your local election supervisor generated a report,
On the same election committee, I put LES.
Well, no. Just do you have the email or phone number for your local election supervisor?
Yes, I do. I have the telephone for her. I should call her and I check with her to see if she sent it in.
If you could send it to, they've all basically finished their jobs and been paid. But if she forgot to send it or whatever, she should be able to just send it to us, forward it. If she could send it to you, you could send it to the list, and I can upload it to our Google group so everybody can access it.
I too.
But that might be the quickest way. And if that doesn't work, I can go through Renee Asteria. But if she doesn't have it, she'll have to get it from your LES anyway. See what I'm saying? So it might be better just directly go to your LES.
How much use does it have? I think I would try it, but I think Renee should be asked to do that because this was part of her job to get the reports from these people before she pays them.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Renee, and if you can ask your LES also, maybe that would.
But I'd try to call her. Actually, I would.
Okay.
I would try to mute myself and go on another call and call. Try to call her to see if I can get her to respond. And I'd report on it while we are
on. What's your LES's name? I forget.
I forget the second one. Her name was. I'll find her.
Okay, just let us know. And, okay, well, I will for action items. For action items, you can put me down for eye contact, and Renee Asteria and Montage will contact the LES for WBAI to ask for this year's WBAI report.